Then we bring you to OU. You pledged a fraternity, and that was a good experience for you, the OU experience?
It was very good. In OU, I organized my time as well as I ever did as governor. I used to take a sheet every Sunday and mark out the whole week's calendar, all of the hours from the time I got up until the time I went to sleep, and I'd fill each square with what I planned to do in that 1 hour. I did that my freshman, my sophomore, my junior year, and half of my senior year. I quit doing it the last half so I could enjoy the last half of the senior year. But I knew to the hour how I was going to allocate my time for those years.
And you needed some extra money there at OU.
Well, my dad, to his wonderful credit, had built sort of a lean-to apartment on the back of our garage at 18th and May that brought in $50 a month. He told me that if I would help him build that, that when I got to college, that $50 a month could go to help pay for my college. That agreement worked out great for the first year, but then I started working at OU, and I was able to live without the $50, and he dedicated that to one of my sisters. So I went to school, and I tried to figure out the best work I could do without endangering my school things. One of the things, at night I could sell hamburgers to the sorority houses, so I searched around town to find me a place, and I found a wonderful little hamburger joint, and it was a joint, in which I could buy the hamburgers for 15 cents and sell them for a quarter and make a dime profit on each one, and I could make about $2.50 a night.
So you did that for a while?
Oh, I did that from September through January. But then it cut into my study time, and that was one problem. But the other problem was that the hamburger operator sometimes drank too much. I'd come down to get my hamburgers, and he hadn't done them, and I'd have to cook them myself. He was a wonderful man, though, and just so helpful. The nice thing about that, though, by having that job, I had to have a little panel truck to get around in, so I got around the no-car exclusion on the campus. So for that first year, I was so lucky I had some transportation. Then I also, at the same time, got a job collecting cleaning bills from the fraternity houses. That helped pay my way. And the last semester of my first year, I worked as a waiter in our kitchen at the fraternity house. Now, I realized that I couldn't continue all three of those jobs, so I looked around the campus for a job that would pay enough and would help me, and I was lucky, very lucky, to get a job at McCall's Men's Store, a very fine men's clothing store on the campus corner. And I did that and then served as the scholarship chairman for our fraternity and got part of my house bill paid, so I was able to survive without any help from home for the next 3 years.
Just ahead of you in class was a man who would become governor of our state.
Oh, yeah, fraternity brother. J. Howard Edmondson, dynamic, absolutely energetic, very forceful man. I had been a good law student, had gone to Tulsa, and began with Robert Wheeler, a 28-year dynasty of one group of us being elected county attorney right after the other.